Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Lassie, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out. This has been part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very exciting about our good friend Skip Miller being back on the show. Skip is a longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust, president, founder of M3 Learning. He's forgotten more about sales than most of you will ever know, but not me, because I'm older than he is. He's the author of a number of books, including Proactive Sales Management and Proactive Selling. And he's taught me a thing or two over the years. He's our good friend Skipper. Welcome back.
Good morning, and happy to be here as always.
It's good to have you back. So I remember way back in the day, one of my mentors described to me something called a China egg. He's my manager, actually, and, of course, most of my managers were my mentors. They didn't know it, but they were. And so I remember him talking about a China egg because I kept bringing him these prospects that, you know, I kept thinking, bringing them to him. I was a young pup, and I didn't know that I wasn't going to be able to dine out on these prospects forever. And when he downgraded them to suspects and from prospects, you know, I thought, well, that's not good. And then he called them a China egg. And I said, what's that? Of course, I grew up on a farm. I knew what a China egg was on the farm. He said, well, you know what that is. He said, a China egg never hatches. That's what maybes, a lot of maybes are, aren't they? When you get a maybe from somebody, they might be a China egg waiting to happen, right?
Well, I'm going to steal that idea. I like that one. Yeah, I like that.
China egg never hatches.
Yeah, Jim, right now, your small business owners, right, they're looking to the third, fourth quarter. You know, they're, everybody's got that hockey stick, and things are looking good. Right now is a good time to get this stuff, whatever, those deals that have been there for 317 days. Jim, I believe that sales is like a roller coaster, okay? You know, the deal starts getting to the top, and then the deal goes south, it goes dark, it goes ghost, and, you know, the China egg, it never hatches. I mean, we have these things called maybes, and there's things that your small business owners can do right now to look at their funnel, look at the things they're working on, and try to get those maybes out of the funnel. Because if they don't, it's going to prevent good deals from getting into the funnel.
What does a maybe look like? What does it sound like?
I was just at a client last week, Jim, and they had their top 10 deals by segment. And they have three segments, small business, you know, corporate business, and enterprise. And I was looking at how long some of the deals were. You know, a $60,000 deal was in the funnel for 312 days. Jim, the guy's dead.
Wow.
You can't have 312 days. The reason why they started looking at
it. Now, that's not too. Now, wait a minute. Please tell me that was a battleship that they were selling.
No.
Please tell me it was a nuclear. Please tell me it was a nuclear reactor they were selling.
Please tell me
it was a 787 they were selling.
Jim, but as a salesperson, I still have hope. And if you remember, you know, Rick Page wrote a book, Hope is Not a Strategy. Says you've got to get those out of there. So here's a couple of things you can do. Number one on my list always is give your customer a homework assignment to do.
Mm-hmm.
Something where they have to spend 10 seconds, 10 minutes of energy on. For example, out here in Silicon Valley, you know, many customers have demos. We do a demo.
Yep.
So let's do a demo on Friday. Send them an email today. Looking forward to our demo on Friday. Here's the four or five things we're going to be covering. Could you circle, star, highlight the ones that are really important to you so I can make sure we maximize your time?
Mm-hmm.
If they don't return that email, what's that telling?
That tells you you don't have a demo on Friday.
but most salespeople will still think, well, okay, I'll show up.
It went in their spam folder. They'll think it went in their spam folder.
Whatever it may be, right? It's just, you got to get them engaged, right? You know, if you're talking to Mary, just ask Mary, Mary, is there somebody else on your team, a strong lieutenant, you know, somebody over in marketing that is working with you on this project that would be worth my time? Just could you send them an intro email just saying, hey, I'm working with Skip. You know, we'd love to talk to you. You have 10 minutes. And just have a send an email and copy me so I can get introduced to these people. Because most of the time, your small business owners, Jim, is not, the buyer's not acting by themselves.
That's
they
right.
have a project they're working on. So they're working with IT. They're working with marketing. Just
Skip,
have them send a quick email as an intro.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with more on the maybes. They could be the end of your company, these maybes, if you have too many of them. Right back with Skip Miller. I'm Jim Blasting. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.